What's up, y'all?
It is your boy Rex.
It's your boy Skittles.
And we back with another one.
Shout out to Adrian Chaplin.
Welcome to the most glorious podcast out there.
Yep. The random unnamed glorious as fuck for podcast.
So what's up?
I didn't know we're not going to change.
No, no, we're just fine.
Shit, man, you know, fresh off work over here, you know, just got done eating rice and chicken and shit. made a foul move with tequila and Kool-Aid, and I feel like my black heart could be revoked from that.
Like, it wasn't bad. I had the same thing. It wasn't bad. It's just like, yeah. We tried the gold, tequila from the rock. It wasn't bad.
When did they get Dalton?
Sensitive. What? I don't know when they picked up Dalton. I realized he was a cowgirl though.
Yeah, I didn't
mean that. Again, I mean 34-54. Holy fuck.
Yeah, so the Cardinals and girls game is still on. It's 31-10, and Arizona has the ball with 2:40 left in the fourth quarter. Y'all know how to shoot.
Yep. For sure, another loss for the Cowboys. Great complaint. So sports.
Hey, Giants hopping up the first
time. Yeah, the Giants won. Denver won. Pittsburgh remains undefeated. Indy won, Detroit won, Tennessee beat Houston to remain undefeated. It was a close game.
That's why New York
beat Washington. Yeah, but barely. It was
20-19. Yeah.
Baltimore beat Philly, Atlanta beat Minnesota, Chicago beat Carolina, Miami beat, blew out the Jets.
Oh, they riding that high horse like a motherfucker.
Oh, I know, right? Tampa Bay blew out. Green Bay, 38-10. The Niners won 24-16. And Kansas City earlier tonight, 26-17. Currently, with 2 minutes to go in the game, Arizona's up 31-10 against the Cowboys. So, it looks like I'm going to pull out another victory on my fantasy football team. So, I'm happy about that. But barely, because I beat 75.2-73.1.
Great.
But, like, my team had a shitty week. Even though Tampa Bay blew out Green Bay, Brady didn't. Shit.
Man.
So later in the show, obviously we've talked about recently with COVID and election and everything like that. Later in the show, so you stick around until later in the show, I'm going to be talking about how the WHO, the World Health Organization, just designated.
I was going to say the World Horse.
The World Health Organization designated COVID-19.
Ooh.
What? I gotcha. designated COVID-19 as something, and I will get into that later in the show. So, until then, what's up? Anything else you want to talk about besides sports, besides football?
Getting into this awesome shirt I'm wearing.
That's right. That is right. So, we talk about a lot in past episodes, if you've been listening to us for a while. If this is your first episode, thanks for listening. You can follow us on Twitter @RU_podcast. Yep. You can join
me on Instagram.
Yep. And you can join our Discord page and talk to us directly up through there, where the link is in the description. Make sure you
play it. And if, also, if you play it, boom, it's all eyes.
Yep.
I will murder you. In game.
So, in the past, we've talked about how, you know, just random things happen at random times, and you always make a connection in those random times if you let those opportunities come to you. Right. If you've been a listener of ours for a long time, you know episode 9, randomness part 9, of ours. We were at a bar when we just happened to have a live performance on the show, plus we had some cool people on the show at the time, and it was just an amazing experience from just letting those opportunities come to us. So last night, Sunday, one of the main reasons why this episode being produced just a little bit late, we were out at Ender's. Again, shout out to Ender's, as we always do. We were just leaving. Shop had closed. It was me, Rex, our boy Flex. We were just chilling, talking. And some dude walked up to us. And it was a real cool opportunity to rethink certain things. Mm-hmm. You know? And this dude was from a local ministry.
Yep.
Which is called TYSP. It's called the Turn Yourself Positive.
Turn
Your Situation Positive. Ministries. There, you can find them on YouTube. Just search TYSP. The website will be in our description. So you can go and check them out on their website, their YouTube page, their Instagram page, which is just TYSP. So you can find them. And overall, it was just a cool experience to be able to meet somebody, but then just to have those certain conversations. You know, we've talked. Yeah. I mean, all right. For me personally, it kind of made me rethink how I'm not super close to God. Like, I have my own beliefs and my own practices and everything like that, but it's just one of those situations where, you know, you kind of need those reminders that there's a big man upstairs who's watching after you and has everything planned out for you. And even though shit might not be going right for you right now,
eventually it will, as long as you have faith.
Exactly. So, I mean, just to have that reminder last night and everything like that, it, like, and, you know, because I've had some, just in the last week, I've been having some mental, you know, not mental issues, but just, like, being in my own head about certain things. And after last night, it kind of made everything, like, ease away. Because, you know, it was one of those reminders of, hey, yeah, you're just in your own fucking head. You know, what you're thinking and what you're going through is what you're going through. And you just gotta, you know, put your faith into the big man and let him take control.
Yeah, I think what can get away from a lot of people is just the fact that you can do. Oh, well, thank you, sir. I think the thing that gets away from people about having faith in God, just believing in God, is the fact that in order to get right with God, you have to go to a ministry. At some point, you should.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's once in every 12 years type of thing.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think your relationship with what you believe in, and your relationship with God also stems from how much He is in your heart.
Yeah, I think, I see what you mean. I think it's just one of those, it's one of those things, like, for me, I think for me, it's like, you know, the church that I normally go to, the rare occasions that I actually do, I go to my grandparents' church up in Oakhurst, which is, you know, an hour drive. I haven't been up there since before I got married. You know, so, I mean, it's been 9 years since the last time.
Last time I went to church was the last year.
I picked you up from when that was,
that was this year because you had your mom's church.
Yeah.
So, and that was when my uncle was fresh out
of prison. Yeah. So I think it's just one of those things that, I mean, everybody needs that restoration.
They need that spiritual uplift.
Exactly. And last night was a good reminder of it, and it reminded me, you know, that hey, just because you're going through this, there's people who go through a lot worse.
True.
You know, and you could be.
And that's how God is looking at us right now. Like, really?
Yep. Shit.
Oh, what?
We'll get into the WWE thing in a minute, because this was creepy as fuck, dude. This whole scene was creepy. So, oh, dude, it was fucking awesome though.
Oh shit.
Getting sidetracked.
But bottom line, every once in a while, just when you ain't got nothing to do and you feel like God is happy.
Just have a conversation, ask some questions with the big man upstairs, or whatever it is. You know, people are like, oh, I don't have anybody to talk to, I don't have anybody who believes in me, or anything like that. Well, guess what? No matter what your situation is, you always turn to the big man upstairs. Because no matter what, you have somebody to talk to. And God wouldn't have created you the way you are if he didn't believe in you.
Exactly.
So, some people have it better off. Jeff Bezos, for example. And then some people have it worse off. The homeless dude who was talking to himself by the trash dumpster while I was at McDonald's yesterday. You know, some people have it better, some people have it worse. But just know that no matter what, you're never actually truly alone. You have the big man upstairs watching over you. So, but I just think it's also one of those that you have to also be willing to have that conversation. But not only just have that conversation, but just to be able to also have that somewhat of a belief that he's watching over you. You know, and there are a lot of times, even just personally, where there's like, what the fuck is going on, man?
Like, I actually wake up in the morning.
I usually, before this morning, it's happy. Your life can end in a moment's notice.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know when you're going to die. It's just going to happen. You know? So every day is a gift. And was that old meme that came around a couple of years ago? You know, live your life like it's the last day of your life, but buy a box of condoms and pay your bills. You know? You gotta do what you gotta do, but make sure you're responsible before you die. So, but yeah, I mean, last night was a good reminder. It was a cool experience. It was just one of those, yes, you know, as long as you're open to new experiences, then yeah, you're gonna have a good time to certain things.
Yeah, a wise master once said, yesterday was history, tomorrow's a mystery, but today is a gift. That's why it's called present.
Yep.
Shots on the phone.
Yep. Yep. Oh, shit.
Alright, so...
Speaking of Enders, as we do every week, shout out to them. But dude, this fucking Power Rangers game, I think we talked about it a little bit last week on the show.
We did.
But holy fuck, this game is fucking fun as fuck. And it's really cool, and a really cool experience if you can play with multiple people.
Oh, yeah.
It really makes you think. It really makes you develop critical thinking.
For real.
You know, you have to be smart about your moves. You have to be smart about how you pay your energy. It's really fucking cool. So, Enders is going to start carrying it on their in store, possibly on their website as well. So you can check them out on their website, or the Power Rangers game, Heroes of the Grid. Just go to PowerRangersGaming.com and you could check it out. YouTube it, because there's YouTube videos on it.
Yep.
On how to play it. It's really cool. It's a really cool experience. Even if you just go to your local gaming store and see if they have it, just to demo it. It's a really fun game. And it's really cool. And it's only just for the first set. I think they said it was only like $80-$90.
Yeah.
Just for the first set, and all the expansions that have come out since then range anywhere from $40 to $80.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a really cool thing, a really cool game. So make sure y'all go check that out. See what else.
We joined this league for this game called HeroClix.
So far, I've only played it two times. So far, it's cool. I mean, and once we're done recording, we're gonna go and fucking, since we both have a set of figures to be able to play with now, we're gonna go play test and check it out and learn our characters more since we kind of joined this league. And
no, you still have Vanessa still has track of where all of her power, not Power Rangers, her Pokemon coins is at.
Some of them. I have to check the box. I don't know if it's that, and I think in the back of my closet behind that dresser right there, I could probably pull some poker chips.
Oh shit, you still got some of those?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I do. But yeah, it's a pretty fun game too, as well as, you know, as well as the Power Ranger game. So, I mean, if that's something, I mean, you're interested in, a lot of game stores carry it, so check your local gaming store out. But I think it's going to be fun. I mean, we're hopping in this a little late, you know, but it's going to be a weekly thing every Wednesday, and I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, like every Wednesday?
Yeah. I mean, not even just the every Wednesday part. It's just, overall, it's just like Final Fantasy. It's a critical thinking game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dragon Ball has gotten to the point where if you know your deck, you just know what the fuck you're doing, and a lot
not
of
that. Not that, it's gotten kind of brain dead too.
Yeah.
I say that on a simple fact that how there's so many people out there right now, net
fuck
oh,
yes.
Shit, man.
Like, it's fun.
That's good to say.
I don't let you
know for fucking sure that he that person that day. Like, come on, man. Like, I there are certain cards. Like
your shindig, you.
Yes.
You built that like ground up.
Yep. I like don't now don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I haven't looked on Shenron's Lair or DBS just to see what other people are running, you know. But like, for example, when the new set came out and they added the 3-star and the 7-star ball, the Ice and the
Nataran,
you know, I wanted to see what other people were going to run, what they were testing, you know. I was like, okay, what numbers are you running? Just to get an idea.
Yeah.
There was absolutely nobody who was running a shindig as of recently that had been updated. So, I didn't know, like, I was... I didn't know what the numbers were going to be when the new set came out. You know, I had to crank the deck. Right. You know?
Like, I wasn't going to build anything for this new set, and then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go ahead and make this Bobby Vegeta. And beforehand, I can't say that, because I was leaning more towards Gotenks, if anything. And I looked up that build, and I was like, nah, fuck that, fuck it. I'm going to go with whatever I got. And I went with Bobby Vegeta, and now. How I made the deck was just solely based off the cards I had, and then me just throwing other shit in there to make up for the lost cards that I had.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's like, you know, I didn't even get into the game, the Dragon Ball game, until set 9. So, there's a lot of cards from sets 1 through 8 that I don't even know anything about. For example, the Zarbon, Emperor's Assistant or something, where it allows you, when you combo, to restand one of your battle cards. Okay. I didn't know that. I didn't discover that card until I searched through, you know, one of the websites and found that card. So I was like, that would actually go pretty good in that deck.
Right.
You know? Especially since it's a blocker-heavy deck. You know, so I like that aspect of it. So that's why I added it to the deck. But now it's not in the deck. You know, so it's like, you know, everything gets rearranged. I've edited the.
I think the whole entire game is more fun. Everyone's not running the same cards.
Yes.
Card for card, because I see so many builds. For example, my Frieza deck. You don't know how many builds I see with. Oh yeah, you need to run this, you need to run that. You should definitely run this. You should run this unison instead of this unison.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No. Hell.
Mm-hmm. Like, there was certain, what is it called? The tournament we went, not the tournament that we went to, but the tournament that happened that we didn't get entered. The one that I took, loaned my skills to.
Yeah.
That night. There was like 3 people running the shindig. You know, and as somebody who runs the shindig, you know, I wanted to see what they were running. Not anybody was running. Like, I saw one person who had 2 copies of the Eyes that allows you to discard it and bring a fucking ball to the field. And the other person didn't even have it. And then they are so reliant on the cell, the successor cell, that they don't even pay attention to anything else. You know, you bust out the 9 drop, then you get a 3 drop or a 4 drop out, and then you fucking successor into the cell, and you beat the person naked. I've never owned a single copy of a cell Xeno successor. And I'm just sorry, it is Dragon Ball's cheat code. If you run a green or yellow deck and you have a cell in there, it is the game's cheat code. Especially if you can get the game late game to turn 5.
It's, Don't get me wrong, it's nice to have a smart.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's nice to have a cheat code like that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when it's selfish, it's like, all right, what they're going to do when that card gets ripped from
me. Yeah, exactly.
Like, exactly. Oh, shit, I don't know what to do. Oh, the Sinchmon that is probably going to be there. Knowing the people that were running, I would probably say that it would go ahead and say that it's not shit without Sylvie. But that's the thing, though. SCR doesn't make it back.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing, too.
Is it time to destroy the baby hatch?
Exactly. I did it the very first tournament I competed in 2 weeks ago after the new set came out, where I was the only person running Shin. And everybody since then has wanted to build a Shin deck now.
Right.
I finished second, and the person that I was playing in the final match, he busted out turn 3, I think it was.
Shout out to
TR
out there.
Oh, yeah. Turn 3, he busted out the baby hatch as CR. And turn 4, I got rid of it. You know, he didn't even get the chance to fucking swing with it. You know, swung with something else. All right, super combo, 4 drop haze, discard a dragon, failed the bitch. You know? And the person that I was playing against, you know who the fuck I was playing against. He's one of the top players here in town. And he didn't even fucking expect that. He didn't know what the 4-drop haze did. And it's just like, yeah, motherfucker, I know what I'm doing. You bust out an 8-drop on turn 3. I'm getting rid of the bitch. Whether you're swinging, whether you want to swing with it or not, you're getting rid of this shit. Right. So... But it's like, now it's like, everybody wants to fucking play a Shin deck. And it's like, hey, don't worry, I don't mind inspiring other people to play the Shin deck. Because I love that Shin deck. But, like, come on, man. Do it your own way. Do it your own way. And ain't nobody run the Bojack fucking arrival card like I do either.
Oh, no.
And nobody fucking do that. Oh, and nobody runs the Bardock father and son like I do either. So, and most people don't run the Poutine either. Because it's a wasted card. Like, come on, man. These are all cards that work so well with the deck.
It's the synergy, like...
Exactly.
So much synergy, like that. Like, when I have my Oolong Pilaf deck.
Mm-hmm.
That shit... I was able to go Bimir toe-to-toe with a fucking Broly BR deck.
Mm-hmm.
The green one, which is... Just as fast as the red one.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, in this particular match, 6 of my cards were red.
Nice.
In my life.
Ah, that's nice.
And with 2 life, I survived. I gave him about 4 turns, I believe, and got my opponent down with one.
See, I think that's what makes the game more fun. I don't, like, alright, who doesn't love Reboot Gohan? You know, the Reboot Gohan is amazing. I mean, alright, I'm gonna kill you on turn 2, turn 3, and I'm just gonna fucking blow you the fuck out of the water. Ain't nobody fucking mind winning like that. But at the same fucking time, where would you rather? I mean, me personally, I'd rather win turn 6, turn 7, knowing that I outthought you more so than I triple strike you to death on turn 2. You know? So, I don't know. The game just changes a lot.
Yeah.
And different, it works different ways.
Like, it's funny how they're trying to build the route of. This model color card, but I found a loophole for that shit. Like,
mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I it's like what I've mentioned. I like playing these card games, but especially Dragon Ball because it's fun. But when there's so many shit rollings out there that contradicts itself so much. That doesn't make the game fun.
It's true.
So.
But let's move on to this WWE shit.
All right. All right. So.
I see the spooky shit in time for one time before we start up or deal with this shit.
Yeah, I mean, she did the Firefly Funhouse dressed as Freddy. She was really fun, and then Nikki.
Is that the fucking?
That's funny.
Oh shit! Who the fuck was in the toilet? Yeah. Oh, okay. Dude, him walking. What? What happened with Bailey? Oh, who's that?
Melina and Mickey James. Shit. Yeah, no, that's just, yeah. And we all wonder why Alexa Bliss is so funny. That's fucking funny. The red Hell in the Cell reminds you of the McDonald's fucking playground. Oh, shit. That's fucking funny.
I think you might have to type that in. Like the team movie with Otis.
Hey, Mandy.
Oh, Mandy. Jesus. That ass. And we over here, we just got done talking about religion and shit.
Alright.
For real. Oh, this out there with my chicken. Yeah, I've seen that shit too. I was like, oh, wait a minute. I told you might have to go to YouTube for it, man. Cause you're gonna be scrolling up the list, that's it right there.
Oh man.
You just say yourself in trouble, YouTube.
Fuck. I'll avoid YouTube. Alright, let's see.
This is all the super shit we found on it.
There we go. I'm going to turn this up. No, don't fucking answer a survey. All right, I'm going to turn this up. Remember, we don't own the odds and the audio to any of this.
Oh, none of them favorites. I can't believe I'm seeing right now.
Right? It really does remind me of
this.
It really does. Oh, ain't that some shit? They didn't even finish the scene. But they disappeared. Alexa and fucking Bray fucking disappeared. So, I think I just realized something. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure that this entire time that we've been recording, our actual recording equipment is it plugged into the laptop? So this entire audio that we've been recording for the last 37 minutes now has all been, I believe, just by microphone. But I'm not 100% sure. So I'm not
even...
Right? So I'm not 100% sure. So if our audio quality is shitty this week, that's on me. Because this says microphone, which is part of the computer's built-in audio. But it's weird because if we turn this off, then it's still recording. So yeah. So
all right. Well, shit.
Which means I don't think it actually picked up our intro this morning.
Well, then, I guess with that being said, we can skip song of the week.
Yeah, I guess we're gonna skip song of the week.
Oh, shit, that's cased in
Well, before we let go, because I did say something about it earlier, I don't know why I'm using the fucking mic now, because realizing that I fucked up. But since I did say something about it earlier, the World Health Organization just announced last week that this coronavirus, COVID-19, has the same death rate as the fucking flu. So why the fuck are we shutting everything down? Why the fuck are we acting like this thing is the end of the world? If it's just the fucking, I've said it.
This shit just loops back all the way to
when we first fucking started it, where we had claimed that this shit is just a stronger version of the fucking flu. It is literally categorized as just as deadly as the fucking flu, which has a 99.8% survival rate. And guess who? Just guess. The 0.2% of people who have died from COVID-19. Guess who of those people have been? Now, I'm not saying all people have, but those people have been people that have underlying medical problems. Guess the 0.2% who die from the flu every year? Ones who have underlying fucking health problems. Now, I'm not saying every person who gets the flu and passes away from it has underlying health problems. I'm not saying every person who has... I'm not saying every person who has coronavirus has underlying health issues. And I'm not saying every person who dies from it has underlying health issues. But for the simple fact of it is literally now categorized as the same as the flu. And with that, we're going to get the fuck up on out of here. So we'll be back next week. But you don't even have to hit that because it probably won't even play.
Oh, that's the case. You don't have to go
home. But you definitely can't stay here because we're going to get the fuck out. See you next week.